بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة على رسول الله وبعد. This year, for your iftar inspirations, I would like to share with you some wisdom. A man came long, long ago and asked their master, expressing their wishes and their aspirations. The first thing he would say was, I wish I was the most learned of all men. The master replied, in that case you must fear Allah. You must attain piety. You must become God-conscious. This immediately rings the bell of that noble verse from Surah Al-Baqarah in which Almighty says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah and Allah will definitely help you to attain knowledge. This also reminded me of a little anecdote. Long, long ago in Bosnia, there was a little boy who was learned in the Quran, memorized the whole Quran by the age of 6 or 7. He came to our college. And some students were really worried about their exams. One of them says, what would you advise me to do to pass my exams really well? And the boy simply just said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah and Allah will teach you. Allah will take care of your exams and your seeking of sacred knowledge. Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi divided knowledge into sacred and non-sacred. Ibn Arabi rahmatullah alayhi, he wouldn't even call anything but sacred knowledge, knowledge. He will just coin it funoon, which means arts, which can be again split into fine arts and just any science. So my dear brothers and sisters, remember, in order to learn sacred knowledge, we must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's exactly what Imam Shafi'i told us long, long ago, when he described sacred knowledge as light that comes from God Almighty. إِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُعْطَى لِلْعَاسِي. Knowledge is like light. And this divine light will not penetrate the heart of the one who is prone to committing sins. So in order to learn, we must abstain from evil and sinful and shameful acts. And of course, work hard and hold the books to be our best friends. So hopefully this Ramadan, our best friend will be the Holy Quran, that book and other useful books too. Barakallahu fikum.